I was ordered to frame an innocent man for murder, and I have done so. And now I want you to find out why.
Who's asked you to do this?
A Russian, Dmitry Dragunov.
He's a dangerous man.
I know.
What do you want to know?
How did Mikhailov die?
We think a gun may have been used to club him to death.
She doesn't trust you, you know, Dragunov.
Who?
Franziska Laza. She hates you. And so she's conjured me into acquiring some dirt on you. She knows all about what happened to Mikhailov. And that's why you need me to help you. I'll deal with Franziska, and you can walk clear of this murder.
We don't like the drugs.
What drugs?
The Russian stole a stash of Afghan heroin from the Americans, and they're selling it. It's one man in particular.
Tell me who.
Dmitry Dragunov.
Dragunov is out to get me. There's a contract out on my life.
Who is going to kill you?
Tibor Forkosh.
Keeping the Wolf Out with Leo Bill and Claire Corbett. Grandmother's Footsteps by Philip Palmer.
What's the time?
We have time. Just relax.
Relax?
Take me through it. Just tell me everything that happened.
I need to get to work. I need to tag and weigh the heroin and draft a report on what...
No, no one's going to care if you're a few hours late getting to your desk.
The apartment is bugged. The KGB will know we're not there. If someone wanted...
We're fine. We haven't left a trail.
What about the hotel receptionist? How is that not leaving a trail?
I know the people here. They know how to be discreet.
Are you saying...
Let's not get into that. We need to plan. Work out how to save your life.
Yes, yes. Oh, I've been a fool, haven't I?
Just stick to the facts. One step at a time.
Very well, the facts. I orchestrated a cover-up. That's how it began. You remember when the KGB man was killed?
Andrei Mikhailov.
Mikhailov was no loss. He was a nasty piece of work. He used his political immunity to do some truly terrible things.
I'm aware of all that.
He served under Stalin. He organized purges. Then 3 years ago, he was posted here. And 3 months ago, he was found beaten to death. And at his funeral, so I'm told, not a tear was shed.
When did Dragunov start talking to you about Mikhailov's death?
It was after I started having sex with him, which is 10 weeks ago, Monday last. In fact, it was just a few days before he tore up the arrest warrant on you.
Yes.
That's when Dmitry asked me to close the Mikhailov case. He suggested a possible suspect, Fobiny, a carpenter with a drink problem.
Why him?
Because he knew Mikhailov. They were drinking buddies. They'd been in a fist fight the week before.
Pretty thin.
Of course it was. It was nonsense. By then, of course, it was obvious to me that Mikhailov was killed by his own people for some reason. And when I looked at the case notes, I realised Dmitry must have paid a cop to destroy all the evidence at the crime scene.
And that was Varshery, yes? When he was still a detective in District 1?
Yeah, that's right. But I wasn't prepared to frame an innocent man. Instead, I fitted up a dead man for the killing of Mikhailov. Your rock musician, Tomasz. That's why I asked you for the files.
That was deftly done. You fitted up a corpse for a murder that your Russian lover had committed.
He isn't my... But yes, in essence, that's correct. It was the perfect fix, or so I thought. But then...
Then what?
Dmitry and I, we had a disagreement. I asked too many questions. So he hit me.
What?
It was a slap more than a punch.
You never told me this.
I'm bleating to you every time someone smacks me in the face, but it wasn't just that. He spoke. He told stories. People he has killed. Children. He talked about a child.
I will never forget what you have done for me. To give yourself to that man. That monster.
Oh, God, Betsy. I touched him. His body touched mine.
So, what happened next?
By then it was clear to me that Dragunov was out of control. A mad dog. A danger to me and to all of us, and so I decided to protect myself. I set out to acquire enough dirt on Dmitry Dragunov so that he would never be able to hurt either of us. Which meant, of course...
Oh, Franziska.
Which meant I had to continue to be nice to him, despite what he had said. I had to be nice. And soon after that...
That was when you went to see Tibor.
Yes. I thought it takes a bastard to outwit a bastard, and I know that Tibor has contacts in the police still. The kind of corrupt cops who Dmitry has paid to cover his back... when the body was first found.
Who did find the body?
It was beat officers from District 1. They found the corpse outside the Soviet embassy and called it in. Detective Varshery, as he then was, attended the scene, but he lied in his report. He said the body was found in another district, a rough part of the city, not outside the Soviet embassy at all. He also retrieved a gun from the scene.
The gun?
Tell me about the gun.
Well, my belief is Dragunov beat Mikhailov senseless with the gun at the card table and then dumped the body outside the embassy. Then he dropped the gun at the scene without cleaning it. That's how drunk he was.
So, the gun...
Blood, hair, fingerprints. Clear forensic evidence. Varshery kept the gun. He knew its value. He knew someone would pay good money for it. In the event, he sold it to Tibor. Tibor gave it to me. And I used it to blackmail Dmitri.
I have no idea what you're saying, Francesca.
It's quite simple, really. I would like to redefine our relationship.
But how, exactly? Do I not satisfy you?
You are a good lover. No one can doubt that. And you are... I will not deny you have given me a great deal of both physical and emotional joy over the last month or so.
Is that true? Joy? Did you say joy?
Yes, it is true. I did say joy.
More joy, perhaps, than your husband can give you these days? Your intense, workaholic, adulterous husband?
You have... We...
We have something, admit it. A rapport.
You hit me.
I was drunk. I apologize the moment I sobered up. I apologize again now. But admit it. You've relished being with me. I lit a spark in your heart, did I not?
At times, perhaps. I did once or twice feel something.
Thank you for being honest.
Nevertheless, now it is over. There will be no more sex. No more liaisons in hotel rooms. You will no longer place surveillance devices in my apartment to spy on me and my husband.
Not my doing. One of my colleagues had them installed.
I want them gone. Also, you told me that my husband's colleague, Yosef Sobodosh, is a KGB informant. That's too intimate, Dmitri. Too invasive. This is an example of what I mean by redefinition.
You want me to fire Sobodosh? Get him transferred to another police station?
Yes.
Then it's done. Fact is, none of this matters. I am impressed by you, Francesca. That is why I want you to work for me, as a servant of the KGB, acting on behalf of the Supreme Soviet. Will you do that?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, I'm happy to work for you and to serve your interests. But first, I need to be sure I have your respect.
Oh, now you go too far. You are a good spy, my dear, and very good at administration, and I am, as I have indicated, extremely fond of you. But at the end of the day, you are just a girl. So why on earth should I respect you?
Because if you don't damn well respect me, I will hand the gun over to your Soviet comrades. And they will perform forensic tests on it. And they will know that you...
Which gun?
You know which gun. The gun you left behind at the scene of the murder of Andrei Mikhailov, soiled and bloody and with your fingerprints on it.
You were blackmailing me.
Blackmailing people is my job. It is what I am paid to do.
But you are blackmailing me.
Yes, I am.
Well, my dear, then finally, I do respect you. You have proved yourself to be a worthy adversary. I salute you.
So we have a deal.
Yes, indeed, as you say. We have a deal.
What happened then?
When I got back to the ministry, the gun, it was in a secure vault where we keep compromat. I didn't think anyone else had a key to it. But I was wrong. Someone has taken the gun.
Tibor.
Who else? He was the only one who knew about it.
Oh, he must have given it to Dragunov.
Yes.
What the hell made you think you could trust a man?
Because I knew Tibor was desperate. He needed my help. I remembered what he did for you in the Miklos case, and I thought, well, I genuinely thought he was fond of me.
He is fond of you, but that doesn't matter. A man like Tibor would eat his own grandmother if he was hungry enough.
We had a deal. I was going to help him get off his corruption charges. I'd already started to do so. Why?
Who has more power? You or Dmitri Dragunov?
Yes. With the KGB backing him, Tibor could not only walk free of the charges, he can be back on top again. Powerful again. I was a fool to think.
What's done is done. All that matters now is survival.
Yes.
But now...
And now I have no case against Dmitri. No hold over him. And yesterday he phoned me and he laughed at me and he said he was sending someone to get me.
Tibor.
Yes. Dmitri was drunk, of course. He said to me, that ugly toad you're so fond of works for me now. And his first job will be to kill you. Painfully and slowly, any day, Francesca. That's what he said.
Did you take the call?
Of course, but how does that help us? When I threatened him that day, he smiled and seemed to be delighted with me. as if we were soulmates. But that was the moment, the precise moment, when he decided to have me killed.
Good news, comrade. I said, good news, comrade Varshery.
Is it good news for me, comrade Forkosh?
Not really.
I've helped you all I can, for old time's sake.
And for money, don't forget the money.
And money. But I can do no more. You're on your own, Tibor.
Don't you want to know what the good news is?
No, I don't. Whenever you say good news, comrade, it always turns out to be shit news for me.
The good news is, I'm soon to be back in favour.
Does that mean you don't have to be senile anymore?
It means I'm a powerful man. I have support from our Soviet comrades, and nothing else matters. Nothing. Nothing! I need you to kill someone for me.
I'm a police officer. I don't kill people.
Franziska Laza is an enemy of the people. I have reliable information that she's been conspiring against the lawfully elected government of this country. It is your job to arrest her. And during the arrest, it's also your job to slap her around so much that her brains spill out of her ears. Drop her down the stairs or out the window. We'll call it resisting arrest. It was once a common occupational hazard for kulaks and Titoists.
I can't do that. That can't be... Those days are done.
I have my orders.
I don't answer to you.
And you have your orders.
She's the wife of a police officer. We'd never get away with it.
Then you can expect a call from the Soviet embassy explaining to you your duty and listing all your relatives. You do have rather a lot of relatives.
What?
Cousins, aunties, nephews, nieces. No children, though. Are you homosexual? Not to worry, if you are. It's legal now. Though not in Siberia, apparently. Don't worry about Bertillon. I'll deal with him. He's a corrupt copper. We have ways of dealing with those bastards.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because I can. Because you're weak and dishonest and easily intimidated. And because, although you have many faults... You do have a soft spot for your sister and her children, and your brother and his children. It's quite sweet, really. A man can be a conniving, thieving, double-dealing shit as you are, and still have a soft spot for kids.
If I don't do as you say,
I'll be annoyed. Our Soviet comrades will be annoyed. Your brother will lose his job. And it's illegal to be without a job. So he'll have to be put in prison. Your sister will be accused of beating her children. And her children will be taken into care. Because this is a socialist nation. And we look after our old and sick and venerable citizens. Including all the kiddies. That's how it's done these days, apparently. No more brutal beatings in padded cells. But if your face doesn't fit, your face doesn't fit.
Can't I just arrest her and be done with it?
Apparently not.
I've never killed a woman.
Have you not? It's no different. You kill them, they are dead. And God, if there is a God, God blinks. Can rely on him for that.
Morning.
Morning. I do hope you're feeling...
Much better, thanks. Just a stomach bug.
You have some messages from that Russian we met the other day. I've put them on your desk.
Dragunov, you mean?
Yes. He called 6 times once I answered the phone to him. He seemed very solicitous.
Really?
Yes. His message said, please forgive me. Franziska.
Oh.
He also asked you to meet him tonight at the usual place.
I don't have time to meet Dmitry Dragunov.
I think it might be politic if you did. Go to see him. I mean, it's up to you, of course, but they do say Dragunov is well connected. He's more than just a junior diplomat, in other words.
He's KGB. Everyone knows that.
Then you must certainly need to continue to keep him happy, don't you? Comrade.
I can't.
Comrade,
Yes, comrade. Of course.
Suspects are ready, comrade.
You can deal with it.
What, you want me to do the interviews?
Why? Is that a problem?
It's your case. You've been chasing these guys for over 2 years. If anyone can get a confession out of Imre Dukke, you can.
No. You can take it from here. Remember what I taught you, Yosef. Be calm. Always calm. Let him think you know more than you do.
This won't work with Dukke. He's an hard nut. Battle hard.
You can't threaten him. He's already going down. He was caught red-handed. Befriend him, and he might tell you more. Who else was involved with the robbery gang? Where they sold the jewels and the gold? Befriending. It works.
I might just stomp on his balls.
If you like. Your call.
Where are you going?
We could, if you like, go upstairs to our favourite room after coffee. Would you like that?
Oh, I'm tired. I need to get home.
Please, let me kiss your hand. Such a lovely hand. Are you sure? After all, there may not be...
There may not be what?
I do love you, Franziska. Yes, I really mean that. I know we've had our disagreements, and yes, I made some stupid, drunken comments. I'm such a fool. But you know I would never hurt you, don't you? Don't you?
Yes, of course I know that.
I drink too much. I shoot my mouth off. But it means nothing. And I've agreed to all your terms, haven't I? Oh, I know this thing between us is just a fling. But even so, don't you feel it too, love? True love. Love like the flicker of flame that ignites the forest fire. Oh, I wish I had met you sooner when I was young. Before I was married with 6 children, what we could have done together.
I should go.
Oh, Franziska.
Are you okay? You shouldn't
have. I had to. He required my presence. He is a powerful man.
You can't let him know that we...
Of course I can't. That's why I went to... Oh, Betsy, I hate him. He's vile.
Did he hurt you? Did he...
No, the opposite. He's in a maudlin mood. He kept smothering me with his tiresome endearments. He loves me, so he tells me. I'm beautiful, so he keeps assuring me. It makes me want to vomit.
I'll wait here. If he comes out, I'll follow him.
I'll wait with you. I'll follow him with you. I don't want to be out of your sight.
Maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe it was just drunken nonsense, his anger talking, like he said.
Oh, no. There's no doubt about Dragunov's intentions. I've trawled through the week's telephone intercepts and I found the one of him ordering my murder. Not in as many words, but his meaning couldn't be clearer. The assassin doesn't reply. Dmitri keeps warning him not to speak. All we can hear is his breathing. But we trace the call to an apartment which I have discovered is secretly owned by Tibor Forkosh. Now abandoned, of course. Tibor has gone to ground ever since he received the call from Dragunov. We have no way of knowing where he is. All I know is that Tibor will be my killer.
I'm dead,
Betsy. I'm a dead woman to Dragunov already. That's why he was so sentimental and full of remorse. He's already anticipating how much he will weep when he is told I am dead.
Oh, Franziska.
Here he is. Dragunov.
Should go home.
I'll wait.
He may not be going anywhere tonight.
I'll wait.
Franziska.
Yes?
He's on the move.
Good morning, Comrade Maseroche.
You're here bright and early before the cleaners almost. I normally have a couple of... Who are you?
Constable Varshery, on special assignment for our Soviet comrades.
What kind of special assignment?
I can't tell you that. My men are in the office next door. We have orders to wait until the suspected subversive who works in this ministry is in the building, and then we arrest him. Or her.
him or her? You won't tell me who?
No, comrade.
I'm sorry, but this is the ministry. We are our own... You have no jurisdiction. Which Soviet comrade authorized this?
I can't tell you that.
Then how do I know you're telling the truth?
I can't tell you that either. This is absurd. I am head of...
We are a parallel organization to the police. Damn your eyes, you think you can walk in here, sit at my desk, arrest one of my colleagues, all this on a... Get out, or I'll call security and have you thrown out at gunpoint.
The Soviet comrade, the one whose name I can't tell you, who authorised this operation, the details of which I can't explain to you, did give me this.
What is it?
Come closer. Stand nearer the desk. No, don't touch it. It's a file, you see. A KGB file. See the marking at the top? Marked top secret. Do you know whose file this is?
It's my file.
Yes. With your permission, comrade, which I am confident you will grant, we will arrest the suspected subversive, then walk him, or her, but in fact it is a her, along the corridor that connects the police station and the ministry, and into a secure place. No one else will know. The suspected subversive normally arrives between 7 and 8 a.m. The rest of the staff won't be here till 9 a.m. The cleaners will be gone by then. It will be just you and her and us. It will all go smoothly, won't it?
You mean Franziska Lazar? That's nonsense. She's not a subversive.
Oh, so you know better than our Soviet comrades who is a subversive and who is not?
No. No, no. Of course not.
What is this place?
It's a brothel.
I thought we didn't have brothels in Budapest.
The Russians like their creature comforts. This place... It's protected. We have orders never to raid it.
So he's sowing some wild oats?
Unlikely. It's nearly 6:30 a.m. No one feels randy at 6:30 a.m.
Meeting someone?
It's a safe house.
You think Tibor is here?
Yes. If he has KGB protection, this is a good place for him to be. And why else would Dragunov be here?
Thank God. I have to go soon. I have to be at work.
No, wait. Dragunov is coming out. He's heading back home.
Let's go and fetch Tibor.
I'll handle this. You go to work. Stay by your phone. I may need access to your files.
No, that won't work. You can't take Tibor on your own. There'll be bodyguards in the house looking after the girls. Tibor may be armed.
I'll call for backup. We'll go in with rifles and shotguns. No one will challenge that, and Tibor's not stupid enough to get into a gunfight. Go on, you go.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. You're my wife. It's my job to love you, cherish you, take out the bins, change the light bulbs, and wreak terrible vengeance on any psychopaths who are trying to murder you. Go.
Can I get you coffee?
I have whiskey in a flask.
She's late.
Stop talking, please.
Get off me! Get off me, you dumb monkey! Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?
Take care! He's senile and suffers from psychotic episodes, poor
devil.
Damn
you!
Gentle, don't break any bones. If you have to hit him, do it on the body.
Good morning, Comrade Lazar. Could you sign in, please?
Yes, of course. How's your granddaughter, by the way?
Oh, she's much better. Thank you.
Well, it's nice to be back in the old place. This interview room could do with a scrub, though.
Here. Wipe that blood from your lip.
There's spit on the floor. Disgusting. And this desk has scratches on it.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has. You've let things slide, Bertillon. I expected better from you.
We need to sort this out.
I'll say. Sack the cleaners. Make the detective swap the floor. That's what I would instruct if I was still chief of police. Did you sleep in those clothes?
I know Franziska came to you for help.
She's too clever for her own good, that one. Trying to get one over on our Soviet comrades. That'll always end in tears.
She's convinced there is a conspiracy to murder her.
Why would she think that?
Because she intercepted a telephone call between you and Dragunov in which he instructed you to murder her.
In so many words?
Hello, Tibor. Please, will you kill Franziska Lazar?
Did Dragunov really say that?
Of course not. He said nothing incriminating. But we know it was him. We know it was you. And as confirmation, Dragunov told her as much in a separate call which he made late one night when he was drunk and angry. And that one does refer to you explicitly by the nickname we all know you by, namely the Ugly Toad.
But blow me. What an amazing detective you are. You've got me. Better surrender me up to the court then, so I can serve a customary sentence for my many crimes.
That's why I arrested you today, you see. To protect her.
Well, then she's safe. Because I'm in here, and she's out there.
I really must get on.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, Comrade Laza.
Yes, Sergeant.
I shouldn't say this.
What shouldn't you say?
Well, they asked me what time you normally come in, so of course I told them. Well, you have to, don't you?
Who asked you?
You don't seem happy, Bertillon. Face like a bloody thundercloud. Why is that? You've captured me. Franziska is safe. You should be leaping around with joy. What a strange little man you are. You really baffle me. You really do.
You've hired someone else. Haven't you? To kill her.
I'm sorry. Have we met?
Don't play the senile game. Tell me who is going to kill her.
I get so confused sometimes.
It doesn't matter. She's safe. I told her to go to the ministry, her own department. No one can touch her there. No hitman can get past security at the headquarters of the secret police.
Of course not. Oh dear. My brain is going all the jimble jamble.
She's safe. She's safe. So, tell me.
Oh, hello. Do join us.
So this is the legendary Tibor Forkosh.
Oh, dear Lord.
What's this about, Comrade Lazar? Is this a case I can assist you with?
We have a warrant against Comrade Forkosh on charges of embezzlement and other major felonies, and I brought him in. It was a bit of a struggle, as you will observe, but you should see the other fellows. I'm currently asking him...
I admit, I fled, and I now demand to be sent to jail awaiting my trial for corruption. You, comrade, would you care to estrange me out of here?
Escort you.
Generously offered. Bertillon, I'd love to stay and natter about old times.
Please stay. Tibor, I need to ask you about an unrelated matter, namely the brutal murder of Sharik Avoider 2 years ago. I'm reopening the case.
This can wait, surely. Comrade Forkosh has better things.
Take a seat, Yosef. You remember the case, Comrade Forkosh?
I do.
Did you know the young woman in question?
I did. We were lovers. You know all this.
You were cleared of complicity in her murder by, let me see. Yes. By me.
Why would I kill her? I loved her.
And yet she didn't love you.
I know.
Fresh evidence has come to light.
Which evidence?
It's in this file. Shall I give it to you so you can read it?
Tell me what it says.
It says that Sharika was an agent of the ministry.
I knew that.
Who was paid to have sex with suspects in order to pump them for information.
I knew that too. She was a playful girl. I don't reproach her for it.
She was also recruited by our Soviet comrades.
Careful, Inspector. We should not be having this conversation.
Specifically by a rogue Soviet comrade who committed acts that the Supreme Soviet would disapprove of fiercely if we brought them to their attention.
That's more like it.
You're talking about Dragunov.
Of course I am.
You're saying you knew Sharika?
He was paying her to give him the information she should have been giving to the ministry. Information about one of her targets in particular, Luke Clarkson, a homosexual CIA agent. He told Sharika some damning facts which she passed on to Dragunov, but didn't pass on to our ministry.
You think I give a shit about spy agencies lying to other spy agencies? It's what those bastards do.
In the course of their relationship, Dragunov became besotted with her. She clearly was a remarkable girl.
Not really. She was sweet and good in bed. She was like a daughter to me. Except for the sex, of course.
So Dragunov propositioned her. Asked her to go to bed with him. She didn't like him. She didn't want to have sex with him. And let's not beat about the bush. She wasn't being paid any extra to screw him. So she said, no thanks, comrade. I'd rather not. Which I have to say impresses the hell out of me. And then he raped her.
Did he?
Yes, he did. And afterwards, Sharika wrote about it in her diary. She didn't dare tell her ministry handler, Franciszka Lazar, my wife, Franciszka, about any of this, of course. Since Sharika had been working both sides of the street, selling information to us and also to the Soviets. So instead, she poured her heart out in her diary, full of outrage that a Soviet comrade could behave to her in such an offensive and arrogant and frankly, ridiculous fashion.
What do you mean by that? What do you say, ridiculous?
What I mean is, when it came to it, after the initial acts of violence, I mean, Dragunov was so drunk he couldn't perform. Not so much a rape as a botched rape. Pathetic, really. Sharika's account of it all is vivid and savage and cruelly sardonic. She did have a flair for words, that girl.
Is any of this true, or are you just making it up? Don't bullshit me, Bertalan. Don't you dare...
Read the file. The diary pages are attached.
This is a diary of blah, blah, blah. This is her handwriting. Yes. She would say that. Yeah. Yes. I did do that. This is true. This is all true.
I know it's true.
So what actually happened?
All I know is what she wrote in the diary. But I'm guessing that after writing those words, she met Dragunov one last time.
No, no, surely she would have been that stupid. She could have come to me. I could have helped her. She could have asked me.
Perhaps she didn't trust you.
Perhaps not.
I further surmise that when she met Dragunov, foolishly, she mocked him. She taunted Dragunov about his pitiful lack of manhood, and so Dragunov... Well, you know the rest.
No, I don't know the rest. Tell me the rest.
Dragunov is a proud and petulant and an angry man. He cannot bear to be humiliated. That's why he killed Sharika the way he did.
Evil bastard.
Inspector Lazar, with respect, why are we interviewing Comrade Forkush about all this? He appears to know nothing of the case, and you know everything.
Be quiet, Yosef. Having interviewed you, Comrade Tibor Forkosh, I now believe there are no grounds to further detain you regarding the charges on this arrest warrant. In other words, you're free to go, Tibor.
A phone? I need to make a phone call first.
You could try the cafe opposite.
This is urgent. I need a phone. Your phone. Get me to your phone. Francisco is...
She's safe. Don't worry.
She is not safe.
Maybe she's not coming in today.
Comrade Varshery.
Constable Varshery receiving.
Suspect has left the lobby. She's running out of the building.
She knows you're onto her.
Follow her and detain her.
She's trained in counter-surveillance. She'll be more than a match for your men.
Hush!
I should not be in this job. I should not be doing it. I should not... It's not
my... She's
just boarded a tram, but
we got on
and we have her. Keep her still.
Let me do it. Reception. This is Franciszka Lazar's husband. I need to...
I'm sorry, she's just left the building.
No matter, it's the police officer I need to speak to. Constable Varshery. He may be in plain clothes, short, fat man with a graying moustache and a face like a cliff.
I'll do my best to find him, but all hell is breaking loose down here, comrade. Oh, are you Constable Varshery?
What's it to you?
There's a call for you.
Who the hell is this?
Wait. Andras, it's me. Is she dead yet?
Not yet. We've detained her.
Oh, good. Good. Now... Slight change of plan.
Comrade Varshery, we've lost her. She's jumped off the tram.
Oh, good
Andras? Andras!
Don't look so anxious, Tibor. I am a forgiving man.
Are you?
You've botched things badly that cannot be denied. Nevertheless, you did obtain the gun for me. And I think you can... Why are you looking at me like that? I don't like to be looked at that way.
Sharika.
What? Tibor, you foolish man. You really think that you can...
Does that help?
Alcohol always helps.
It might have been easier to let yourself get captured and beaten with rubber truncheons. You might have sustained fewer injuries that way.
Thank you for those comforting words.
Always the diva. Jumping off a moving tram. Dear me, Franciszko, what will you get up to next?
I got away, didn't I? Your top police officers following me, and I gave them the slip.
Not my officers. I understand you kicked one of them in the balls before leaping into the path of an oncoming car.
I knew what I was doing. Car? Which car?
You amaze me. You really do.
What news of Dragunov?
Nothing more. I'll call again soon. I'm guessing they're afraid he's defected.
Now, that would be unfortunate.
The most likely explanation when a man vanishes without trace.
You think Tibble got him?
It seems likely.
Murder.
Justifiable homicide, some might argue.
Legally speaking, murder. Of a serving KGB officer. That old fool. Tibble really did love Sharika.
He did.
Who did kill her, do you think?
I don't know. Some random stranger, I would guess. The truth is, we'll never know. But the diary entries you wrote...
I knew her style, you see. Her turn of phrase, her handwriting. She told me everything about her and Tibor. Every little intimate detail of their lives together. I knew it all.
It hit Tibor hard. He believed every word.
If he ever finds out we lied to him...
Let us pray that never happens.
It was all my fault, all of this. I overreached. I was arrogant.
Yes, you did. Yes, you were.
Do you hate me for it?
Of course not. You do what you do. I do what I do. One day, we'll be old, and we'll laugh at how many times we almost got ourselves killed or thrown into a prison cell. That's my dream.
Do you still see that priest?
You know about that.
You talk in your sleep. Forgive me, Father. Are you crazy? Never tell anyone anything.
I'm not even Catholic. Not anymore. I just felt that my soul needed cleansing.
And has it been cleansed?
No. Not really.
You're a good man, Bertie. It's the world that's shit. Get used to it.
A toast.
A toast? Toast to what?
I'll miss you.
What?
I said, I'll miss you.
Well, you miss me. I'm not going anywhere.
You've been a good companion. A capable detective.
I said I'm not going anywhere.
I've had a request from your old station. They're missing you badly. Oh, and apparently the KGB no longer require you to spy on me.
You didn't take that stuff seriously, did you? I only pretended to spy on you.
Really?
I would never have dished the dirt.
Of course not.
We're friends, aren't we?
Indeed we are.
I respect you, Bertie. I really do. I've learned so much from you.
Thank you, and please be aware that I will always think of you fondly.
You don't trust me?
Of course I trust you.
Why are you talking like this?
I wish you well. You are a very capable detective.
We could do things together. We could be something together. You and me, eh? How about it? Say something. Say something, Dan. You don't treat me like I'm an enemy. All right, I get it. One day, you just watch. You'll work for me.
You really don't like me, do you?
Apart from my wife, you are the best friend I have in all the world.
That's because you have no friends, you pious little shit.
Drink up, Joseph. Time for you to piss off.
Good morning, comrade.
Good morning, Nadja.
Can you manage the stairs?
If I take them slowly. A pleasure to see you this morning, despite the dismal weather.
Oh, they say it'll brighten up later.
Let us hope so.
Good morning, Franziska. Glad to see you back at work.
Good morning, Zsuzsa. Let's hope it brightens up later.
Oh, you had an accident?
Oh, tripped and fell. I'm fine.
Franziska, I didn't expect you.
Good morning, Comrade Meseros. Why the cardboard box?
You're
leaving?
Transferring.
To agriculture?
So it seems.
Well, you'll be missed.
And I shall miss... I shall be glad to get out of this place.
He's what?
He's in your office.
Who?
My replacement. Your new boss.
I have a new boss?
I think you'll be fine. He's not one of those scary, thrusting types. He's seasoned. An old man, really. Very friendly, down to earth. Affable, that's the word for him. Affable.
Affable?
Affable.
Oh, Lord, no. No, no, no. This can't be. No, 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 no.
My dear Franziska.
No.
Such a pleasure and a proletariat to be working with you at long last.
You now run this ministry.
I'm head of something, affairs agent, head of whatever it is that you do. Though I don't really, to be honest, know what it is. I'm back in favour, you see. Thanks to your friend Dragunov, he pulled some strings. I can't think why. I suppose he took a shine to me. But he's not around anymore, or I'd thank him effluently for all he's done for me. Would you sit down, by the way? This is your office, after all.
No. No, no. No, I refuse to do this.
Ah, Franziska, even with your face scratched to buggery and your nose in a splint, you truly are a sight for sour eyes. But enough small talk. I believe we have some work to do.
Yes, comrade. Of course, comrade.
In Keeping the Wolf Out, Grandmother's Footsteps by Philip Palmer, Bertalan Lazar was played by Leo Bill, Franziska Lazar by Claire Corbett, and Tibor Forkosh, Andy Linden. Yosef Sobodosh was Joseph Eyre, Dmitry Dragunov, Simon Scarterfield, Mark Meseroche, Michael Burtonshaw, Andras Varshery, David Hounslow, the police officer, Kenny Blythe, and the receptionist was Susan Jameson. The producer was Toby Swift, and the director, Sasha Yevtushenko.